Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Our next guest on the Big Fred Tuesday is Boyd Van Hooy, who wears many hats. Among his many roles within the film industry, he is a prominent film critic and works with the Artistic Committee of the Luxembourg City Film Festival as Artistic Advisor. The festival celebrated its 10th edition this year, and we will be talking about that, as well as the latest initiative by the Luxembourg City Film Festival called Lux Film Lab. So Boyd, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Thank you.
Great. So we'll be talking about the Luxembourg City Film Festival and the Lux Film Lab in a moment. But first, this is what I was thinking, because these are crazy times that we're living in, obviously. And being a prominent film critic and a regular on the film festival scene at large and so on, I sort of wanted to start off by talking about the current situation that we're living through and some of its impact on the film industry as well as on the film festival scene. So first of all, do you feel that the impact of this global pandemic will be felt on the film industry for quite some time?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we're looking at least 2 years of sort of irregular business, if I can put it that way, because not only are there no festivals, but there are also new films being made for the moment. And I mean, there are some things that are in post-production that people are finishing now and that you can sort of do, while respecting safe distances and things like that. But there's going to be a point if this continues where there'll be no new material at all. So this is something, even if we get a vaccine, even if everyone can go out again, there might be, several months, if not years, where there'll be no new movies to show. So that will impact the festival world and the world of distribution and everything as well. So, yeah, it's a very disruptive sort of moment that we're going to feel. I mean, the effects of that we're going to feel for a long time, I think.
And how do you feel the film world has responded so far? Have there been some responses, perhaps from film festivals or the film industry at large, that have sort of surprised you or even impressed you?
Impressed me? I don't think so. Well, not yet, in any case. I think, the problem is it was such an unexpected thing. So people don't really know how to respond. And I mean, everyone is trying out different things, but I don't think anyone is. I mean, the problem is that there's no real substitute for an in-person experience at a festival. So, people are moving things online and things like that, but it's not the same. And I mean, how could it be the same? So, the problem is everyone is going to want to have that festival sort of rush that, you're familiar with as well. And, I don't think that there's any way that we can do that except for in real life. So.
Sure. Yeah. But what is the situation like in Luxembourg at the moment in terms of cinemas reopening? What's the scene looking like at the moment?
Actually, the cinemas have been open for, I would say, maybe 3 weeks now, but very reduced in terms of how many people are allowed in. There's three empty seats between one person and another, and there's only every other row that has people in it. So, there's a lot of empty space around every single person, but they've reopened and, slowly people are starting to go back to the sort of the new normal, I would say. It is not normal, but yeah.
Generally speaking, would you say that film culture is strong in Luxembourg?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we are a multilingual country, but one of the languages in our country, French, is a sort of gives us, attaches us to this whole idea of, French culture or French language culture. And I mean, that's a very cinephile nation. So, I think in a sense we have taken at least part of that, into our DNA as well. So, I would say it's a pretty cinephile country. Yeah, for sure.
Would you say that, that is also true in terms of the film industry? Is it a very active film industry in Luxembourg, despite it being a small nation?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very small country, and I think actually we're punching above our weight in terms of where we are and what we do. The film industry isn't huge. I would say it employs about 1,000 to 1,200 people, maybe. But there's a lot of films being produced and co-produced. I mean, we do a lot of international co-productions, but I mean, that has never been the government's or the successive government's goal. I mean, the goal is not to produce European films. The goal is to set up an industry and get people trained and then have Luxembourg filmmakers start making their own films. And that's what's been happening in the last, I would say, 7-8 years now. And it's actually quite exciting to see what stories they want to tell.
That's the goal, really, is to just sort of create. Ah, okay. Let's talk about the Luxembourg City Film Festival now. I mean, what's some of its background history, and how would you sort of introduce it to anybody who's not familiar with it?
Well, I would say it's a festival that it's more aimed at the audience. It's an audience festival more than an industry festival, even if the industry side of it is getting a little bit bigger each year. Takes place in early March normally, so after Berlin, 1 week after Berlin, 2 weeks after Berlin, something like that, depending on the year. And we had the 10th edition this year. And I think actually we might have been the last festival that still happened before this whole thing.
Congratulations.
yeah, before the whole thing started to happen. And I mean, it's a small festival. We have two competitions, a fiction competition and a documentary competition. And then we show a lot of things out of competition as well. And we have a special program for younger audiences. But I would say it is pretty much a general audience festival. Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, were people already talking about COVID while the festival was taking place?
Well, actually, for us, it was quite tragic in the sense that we didn't have our last weekend. So the festival stopped, like, you know, I would say two-thirds or three-quarters of the way through. We never had our last weekend, which is kind of sad.
Oh, right. And so this was a landmark edition, though, as far as I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's the 10th anniversary, so you try to do something special, and you try to become ever more professional, and you try to figure out. I mean, I think you get better every year in terms of figuring out what the audience likes and what the audience wants and where there are opportunities to do better. And I mean, you know, festivals need some time to figure those things out, even as the audience itself changes also from year to year. So, you know, you're constantly being kept on your toes. But I think we're now in a place where I think we have a good idea of what the audience wants and what the audience likes, and, you know, where there are still opportunities for us to improve.
And one thing I wanted to ask you about the 10th edition of the Luxembourg City Film Festival, which took place earlier this year, was what were some of the films that were screened as part of its program that kind of stood out?
Promising Young Woman was was our opening film this year, so a female director's film. We actually had the international premiere after Sundance, so that was a nice coup for us to have that. And I think it was a film that really sort of set the tone in terms of a film that is really very accessible, but at the same time, it has a sort of author take on the subject. And it's a very zeitgeisty film in the sense that it talks about a woman who takes revenge on all the men who have treated her badly. So I think it was really actually a great example of the kind of movie that we want to show and that we want to share with audiences.
Yeah. And in general, is it like a varied program that tends to different age ranges and so on, a varied audience?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, there's not one audience. I mean, there's, and as I said earlier, we have a special program for kids and for teenagers in collaboration with different schools. And but even in our own competition, we try to have a program that is both coherent, but that also offers different things. I mean, we don't only want very slow art house movies, but also we don't only want genre movies either. So we try to sort of mix it up and to give people a sense of, you know, what's happening in world cinema today.
That's cool. Can you tell me a little about Lux Film Lab? This is a new initiative, right?
Yeah. This is something that we started actually this month, and we're doing that in collaboration with Kinopolis, which is a cinema chain that we work with here in Luxembourg. And the idea is that each month we're going to show one film in their cinemas that could have been part of the festival. Because, I mean, as you know, Or as you can imagine, I mean, there are so many films coming out each year, and a lot of them we can't show because they'll be released before, or the rights are not available, or there's some other reason. So we just want to, you know, try and engage the audience throughout the year and say, this could have been one of our films, this could have been one of our films. So we'll get someone of our artistic committee to introduce the film and talk a little bit about it. And it'll be like a sort of sneak preview of a movie that might come out, you know, a few weeks or a few months later. This will take place in the Kinopolis cinemas in Luxembourg City.
Oh, so it's physical screenings.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, great.
And we had our first screening about a week ago, I would say now. And it was great. We had a sold out house, even though that doesn't really mean that much these days, because we were in a 250 seat house and we had, I think, 55 people in there. But we couldn't fit in more. I mean, there were more people that wanted to buy tickets, but yeah, we're not allowed to have more people. So,
oh, that's interesting, because you know, you would think that perhaps people would be a little cautious about going to the cinemas, but it seems like people are really wanting to have those experiences back in their everyday life.
Yeah, no, I think in general in Luxembourg things are, I mean, relatively stable, and people are, I mean, the government has been very good in providing us with information and even providing us with masks and things like that. So I think there's a lot of confidence in terms of people just saying, okay, if the government says that we can do it, then it's fine and it's safe. We should be able to do it.
And so what was the film that you screened on the first one of these events?
The film that we screened was actually supposed to be our closing film, which is The Kelly Gang, with Nicholas Holt, Russell Crowe, George McKay. So it was a film that we had originally programmed for our closing weekend, but we never got to show. So it was nice to be able to finally share that with the audience.
Absolutely, yeah. And do you have any other titles that you can announce exclusively here, or are they... it's still
I mean, I know which titles we would want to have, but they haven't been confirmed yet, so I don't think it's a good idea to talk about them now.
right. And okay, so that sounds great. I'm not sure if you've said it already, but how long will these screenings be going on for? Is it a long-term plan?
Yeah, basically the idea is to do one a month, every month, except for March when the festival will be on. But otherwise, it'll be every first Wednesday of the month, we'll have a new title ready.
Oh, that sounds great, yeah. All right, so, Boyd, thank you very much for joining us. That was a very interesting snapshot of Luxembourg, the Luxembourg City Film Festival, and now we've got Lugs Film Lab as well in the can. So thanks very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.